For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. By separating parents and children at the border, President Trump appears to be playing hardball when it comes to getting an immigration deal, one that would include his border wall. The zero-tolerance policy has resulted in 2,000 children being taken from their parents since the policy began. Doris Meisner is a senior fellow at the Migration Policy Institute, a nonpartisan think tank based in Washington.
This administration has taken a decision to apply the law in its most extreme fashion.
She has served for both Republican and Democratic administrations.
They're deciding to prosecute everybody. That then leads to the need to separate families.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wade Allyroot. I was one of the biggest critics of Barack Obama in the national media. You may remember from stories at Fox News. Suddenly, I was under massive IRS attack. I interviewed all the top tax lawyers in America, and I hired Sam Landis. Sam did an amazing job. The entire IRS was out to destroy me, and we won. Not once, but twice. I didn't owe a penny. Thank you, Sam Landis. Many of you have hired non-lawyer tax resolution firms and have spent thousands of dollars getting nowhere. Do yourself a favor. Call Sam Landis and get honest answers about your IRS case free. After your free confidential conversation, you'll be surprised at how affordable it is to hire one of the top tax lawyers in the country. In many cases, it's as little as $500 per month for only a few months. Trust me, Sam Landis is the best. I'm passionate about this. Sam saved my life. The phone number is simple. 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. That's toll-free. 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. Trust me, it will be one of the best things you've ever done. 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. 800-WE-HELP-YOU.
One of the suspects was killed by police and 22 people were injured when gunfire erupted during an overnight art festival in Trenton, New Jersey. WCBS-TV's Lisa Rosner.
Oh my gosh, he got shot, y'all. He got shot, y'all.
Shortly before 3 a.m. Sunday, gunfire sent people scrambling at the Art All Night Festival in Trenton.
People just started running around like crazy and pushing and shoving, and then I heard the gunshots.
Witnesses describe a stampede as over 1,000 festival goers took cover as bullets flew.
The FBI agent who was removed from the Russia investigation for sending anti-Trump texts plans to testify before the House Judiciary Committee and any other congressional committee that asks. The Washington Post says that's the word from Peter Strzok's attorney. The attorney also said that Strzok would be willing to testify without immunity and would not invoke the Fifth Amendment rights in response to any question. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
An American actress who also works for the United Nations is calling on the world to help stabilize the Iraqi city of Mosul. With more on the story, here's USA Radio's Chris Barnes.
Visiting the war-torn city on Saturday, a year after it was liberated from ISIS, Angelina Jolie said in her role as a special envoy for the United Nations Refugee Agency, it was the worst devastation she has seen in her 17 years with the UN. Jolie urging the world not to assume the work is done just because the fighting is over. She said the entire area of the city, Iraq's second largest, is still flattened and conditions are appalling. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Macedonia signed a deal with Greece to change its name and move forward, ending a dispute between the two countries lasting 27 years. Greek Prime Minister Alexis Tsipras called the signing of the agreement, which will rename Macedonia as the Republic of Northern Macedonia, a brave, historic, and necessary step for our peoples. Greece had argued Macedonia was attempting to make a claim on the northern Greek province of the same name by adopting the name after the breakup of the former Yugoslavia. Macedonia will still have to make about 150 changes to its constitution, and the agreement must be approved by the parliaments of both countries before it can go into effect. For USA Radio News,